Some of our country's founding fathers who once farmed. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. From Abraham Lincoln splitting rails for fence building to Bill Clinton picking beans, in honor of President's Day, a glance at some of the presidents who knew how to plant corn and herd cattle. Abraham Lincoln was born into farming. His family moved around as farmers and eventually settled in Indiana. But it's his birthplace farm in Knob Creek, Kentucky, preserved as a National Park Service historic site and can still be visited today. Theodore Roosevelt fell in love with cattle, so much so he invested $14,000 in a herd of cattle and had the Maltese Cross Cabin built. He later expanded his ranching operation and built Elkhorn Ranch. Both ranches are still open to the public. Harry S. Truman worked on the farm for 11 years, taking on the full responsibility of the farm after his father died. His mother would later say it was on the farm that Harry got all of his common sense. Jimmy Carter grew up on his parents' peanut farm in Plains, Georgia. After his father's death, he took over the daily operations of the farm, even turning it around from a devastating drought. By his 1970 gubernatorial campaign, Carter was known as a wealthy peanut farmer. Bill Clinton, another past president, no stranger to farming. His fondest childhood memories come from time spent on a farm in Arkansas. That's where he recalls picking beans, corn, and tomatoes, and pouring tubs of water into sandy soil that would later sprout large watermelons. And about a year before he became president, George W. Bush bought Prairie Chapel Ranch in Texas, which was often referred to as the Western White House. He still owns that ranch today. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.